Support for KSJD's streaming comes from Osprey PAX, independent since 1974, setting the standard for creating and producing innovative, high-quality, caring equipment designed to inspire and ease your journey. Osprey PAX is committed to the local communities where it operates and to protecting the wild places its customers love to explore. For more information, visit OspreyPAX.com.
This is KSJD. Good morning. I'm Tom Yoder. The Dolores Public Library will offer Winter Tales, a series of seven talks featuring locals who will present their stories of extraordinary travels and experiences or share a particular talent. The library is offering the series and others in the early part of 2016 as programs for adults to complement their popular children's programs. Their Winter Tales series of talks starts on Thursday, January 7th with guest speaker Brett LeCompte, who will describe his 40-day walk through mountains and canyons in southeast Utah. And he joins me now in the studio. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning.
And I should mention, Brett is also the owner of Swallow's Nest Natural Building in Dolores. Also joining me in the studio this morning is Belinda Platts. She is the president of the Dolores Public Library Board. Good morning, Belinda.
Good morning, Tom.
Belinda, let's start with you. Why a series of Winter Tales talks? Why was that important for the library to offer?
Well, one of our librarians felt and remembered how she so enjoyed sitting around the fire and hearing stories from family and friends. And we've had, you know, requests for more adult programming, and she put that idea together with this request and thought about all the locals that we have done so many extraordinary things, and that's how she came up with the idea.
Yeah, it is a good idea during the winter to have sort of that sort of fireside kind of chat. Can you talk a little bit about what kind of speakers are going to be a part of this series and what people are going to be hearing?
Well, we have people who have done so many different things, retired geomorphologists, botanists, musicians, as well as just people who've traveled when they had time and want to share their experiences.
All right. Let's talk a little about some of the other programs that will be coming up. The library has other things going on besides the Winter Tales talk series. What else is going to be offered through the winter months, at least?
Well, this is our main offering during the winter months, but in the late spring, early summer, we're looking at putting together a personal finance series. And then in the fall, having again another travel local experts series in the fall. We find that during the summer, everyone is so busy with things that our regular children's programs really fill the library up, and so we're concentrating this adult programming for the other months of the year.
Talk a little bit about the children's programming that is offered. It's sounds like it's a pretty popular program. Can you tell me just a little bit more about when that's offered and how that works?
Well, we have children's programs during the school year every day of the week. And then during the summer, we have an extensive, anywhere from 4 to 6 week summer reading program that's very successful, with the goal of kids reading as many books as possible. We had over 2,500 books read by the participants last summer, so it was really exciting.
Yeah. Now, libraries have changed a lot over the last few years. I think it's fair to say that libraries are having to adjust quite a bit to a new digital environment, that everybody's on devices now or online. Tell me a little bit about the conversation that's going on at the Dolores Public Library around that changing programming around libraries and how you're adjusting to that.
Well, libraries are changing, and some have gone quite radical. There's a library in Texas that has no books at all. It's all electronic. But we've found that our community still needs a broad range of both the paper books, electronic materials, and downloading books to devices, that our community still needs the whole range of services that are possible. And we're updating where necessary, especially in the electronic area we don't want to commit too much at any given point in time because the technology is changing so quickly.
Yeah, it's tough to plan and then have everything kind of change around you, right?
Yes.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, my guests are Belinda Platts. She is the president of the Dolores Public Library Board. Also joining me in the studio is Brett LeCompte. He is going to be the first in their series of talks this winter, the series called Winter Tales. He will talk on Thursday, January 7th, about his 40-day walk through the mountains and canyons of southeast Utah. Brett, tell me a little bit about your trip. Let's give some people a little bit of a teaser as far as what you're going to be talking about. Why did you decide to go walk around in the desert and climb mountains and canyoneer and take that trip?
Okay, let me give you a little background. I'm going to talk a little bit about the second slideshow I'm going to do, which is in March 10th. Is in 1991, I did a four-month walkabout roughly centered on the Four Corners. It was at a point in my life where I really needed to, I wanted to be alone in the wilderness. I really wanted to explore everything this region has to offer. And it was a life-changing experience. I ended up writing a book about it. That slideshow I've been doing for a while, and that's the one where we're ending the slideshow parts with that at the end of the season. But this, it's beginning with a second journey that I did 9 years after that. I did a similar circular walk, contiguous walk that hits mountains and canyons, and it happened to be all in southeast Utah on this one. Mm-hmm. But it wanted to be, I wanted to find that same connection I had 9 years earlier with the longer walk, with the four-month walk in a smaller format. I had seen this. I saw these three mountain ranges and say, what a cool idea would be to see those ridge lines and walk between them and see all the amazing country in between at the same time.
You said that you wanted to be alone in the wilderness. Why was that? What was going on at that time in your life that you wanted to get out into the wilderness and just be alone?
I was about to turn 30. I was contemplating getting married at the time. I had been reading a series of books of travel adventures, and it was like, man, I really want to do a journey worthy of a book, was really the initial input. But then I decided that I was going to use it as a experience to not just do a big travel that didn't, in an exotic place. I want to do it. That's why I call it a walkabout, because mm-hmm. it's in the place that I want to make my home for the rest of my life. So I wanted to spend that time getting to know it in the way you can only do when you're by yourself in the wilderness. If you have companions, I didn't even take books with me. I didn't want to have any distractions from the experience. I would write letters out to people to let them know I was okay, but I didn't take any letters in. I just was, you know, just totally wanted to be out there. And it turned out to really be a life-changing experience. Next year will be the 25th anniversary of when I did that.
All right. And you've been in this place ever since? You've lived here in this area
since then? And pretty soon after that, I became a guide. And, you know, so for the following 10, 12 years, my main focus was guiding people, adults and teenagers and kids in that area that I had explored. Wow. So that's really the experience turned into a career in some ways.
Sure. If you're just tuning in, this is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Brett LeCompte. He is the owner of Swallow's Nest Natural Building in Dolores. He's also going to be giving a talk as part of the Winter Tales series at the Dolores Public Library. That will be on Thursday, January 7th. Joining me in the studio also is Belinda Platts. She is the president of the Dolores Public Library Board. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. Stay with us. We're back. I'm Tom Yoder. You're listening to KSJD this morning. This morning we're talking about the Dolores Public Library and their series of talks called Winter Tales that will be kicking off on Thursday, January 7th with guest speaker Brett LeCompte. He'll be talking about his travels and his treks through southeast Utah, the mountains and the canyons. And he is in this studio with me this morning, as well as Belinda Platts, who is the president of the Dolores Public Library Board. Brett, I want to talk to you a little bit more about your adventures that you have had in the mountains and the canyons of Utah and other places. How did you pick your routes? What was the decision-making around where you went, how you went, you know, that kind of thing?
Well, the unique thing about the journeys is that they use trail systems where they exist, but I want it to be a continuous journey. So, you know, if there's a road that's going where I need to go, I'll use it. Most likely it's going to be a dirt road, BLM, Forest Service type track. And if there's no road, you know, I'm pretty comfortable just taking a bearing and making it happen. Yeah, bushwhacking to the next point. The landscape really drives it in that with canyon systems, you know, either you can get across the canyon or you're going to follow the length of the canyon. Like the walk that we'll be talking about on the 7th includes the full length of Dark Canyon, which is a popular backpacking area. And it was, you know, the route of travel to get from the Abajos to the Henry Mountains was to follow the course from like up at 8,000 feet all the way down to Lake Powell, essentially on the Dark Canyon.
Yeah. Well, there must have been a lot of different considerations too around the kind of gear you were carrying, because you're up at elevation in the mountains and then you're down into the canyons and going lower. How did you manage that with that great diversity of terrain that you are on?
It can be tricky. You know, part of it was figuring out where I'm going to get resupplied, because it's journeys like this you don't do in a load. So generally I think in terms of 10-day legs or 10-day rations. And so this first journey was four legs, starting off and then three resupplies in towns like Monticello and Hanksville, where it's easy to do a resupply. And then it's things like having not only food, but maybe a new pair of socks, you know, sitting waiting for you in there. And if you know you're going to be in a high section, you know, maybe having an extra layer that you pick up at this resupply and leave or mail home when you get to the second resupply. But yeah, just trying to be just an experienced backpacker can make multiple use of a lot of things and not have to carry extra gear if you can avoid it.
Got to be super resourceful, that's for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you wrote a great book called Southwest Circle Quest, A Walkabout in the American Outback, about the bigger trip that you did. Mm-hmm. That was 1,400 miles approximately, something like that.
Yeah.
Why is it important for you to share this story both in the book and then also in your talk? Why is it something that you like to do in terms of sharing your adventures and what you learned there?
I think it's just a unique journey since it's a loop of my own creation. It doesn't really follow, like a lot of people have written books about hiking the Connell Divide or Pacific Crest Trail, and this is there's a lot of diversity in this, as the subtitle is, from the top of the Rocky Mountains to the bottom of the Grand Canyon. And that's the amazing thing about the Four Corners, is that we've got just a little bit of everything. And that's what I try to see. You know, there's also the plains. I mean, I walked across the Painted Desert, you know, that country when you're driving I-40 from Albuquerque to Flagstaff. I mean, how many people have walked that country?
Yeah.
I'm one of the few that can say they did. And so it's a unique experience. And I guess it's a way of seeing a different way of seeing the place where we all live than most people have experienced. A lot of people come to me and say, you know, I've been to this little part or this little part that you visited, but, you know, the idea of walking from this part to this part and seeing what there is in between is really intriguing. The slideshow is kind of everything that I saw, and then the book is everything I was thinking about. You know, it's kind of inside my head. It's in the journal format.
Right.
So
yeah.
It kind of travels along what I'm thinking about during all that time.
How do you think that those trips changed you? You said earlier that, you know, you were kind of at a point in your life, a lot of big decisions coming up you went through. And how did you come out on the other side? I mean, what changed in you after those trips?
I guess I feel like I have a connection to the natural world that is fairly unique in this particular area. I mean, I've known since that point that this is where my homeland was. And I didn't grow up here. It's an adopted homeland, but I can't see really ever leaving it because it's just it's home in so many ways to me, and I continue to strive to get out there as much as possible to maintain that connection that I first created 25 years ago.
Awesome. Belinda, I want to talk a little bit more about some of the other speakers that you're going to be having as part of the Winter Tales series at the Dolores Public Library. Can you describe just a few other folks that are going to be coming in and talking as part of the series?
Sure. And, you know, we tried to balance the speakers between offering programs about local places that we may be familiar and can go to, as well as places that other people have fascinations with. On January 14th, Carolyn Gunn is going to present a slideshow on the 1984 China Everest Expedition, which was the first successful climb of the North Wall. And she was a base camp manager. Very interesting talk. We're also having a presentation on Antarctica, which is, again, a very interesting place, amazing diversity of animals, incredible climate. And that's going to be on February 25th. Joe LaBelle, he's presenting it on a 2005 expedition that he went to Antarctica with. And then we have a local high school teacher, Tim Kircher, who lived and taught in the Republic of Georgia, part of the former Soviet Union. And he was translating some of the country's poets. And he's going to lead us on a cultural journey to, you know, someplace most of us may not have even heard about. So we've got a broad diversity of interesting topics.
All right, thanks. And if people want more information, is there a website they can go to, some place to check out?
Oh, yeah, www.doloreslibrary.org, and the library phone number, 882-4127.
All right.
We're also putting up posters in various places that and have flyers at the library so that, you know, if you want to get all the dates in your calendar, drop by the library or look for one of our posters.
Okay. Thank you so much. Belinda, Brett, thank you both for being here this morning. It was a pleasure talking with you.
You bet.
Thank you, Tom.
That's Belinda Platts, president of the Dolores Public Library Board, and Brett LeCompte, who is the owner of Swallow's Nest Natural Building in Dolores, who will be giving his talk in the Winter Tales series on Thursday, January 7th. Thanks for listening to KSJD this morning. I'm Tom Yoder.